Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. We have another wonderful day that the Lord has made, and He's ready to speak to us in the heart. He always has a plan for every situation. The plan of God is so much greater than the plan of man. Many people pray and desire to do a mighty work of God. And they do research, and they plan, and they ask other ministers how to do it. And they put forth a lot of effort. They are loving people. They are really trying to go forth. And it's a blessing. The world is not worthy of such. But the plan that God reveals, it will work. And the reason is the Lord evaluates everything. Many students graduate seminary, college, and they endeavor to go into ministry. And they pair up with other ministers. Now, when the Lord guides you to do it, it's perfect. It's a fit. It will work. I learned something because I didn't know something. And it motivated me to learn something. And what I learned was the Lord called me. He called me with something in mind. He thought of something He wanted me to do. Now, if we look back at the beginning, before the book of Acts was written, Jesus came on the scene, and He selected and handpicked some disciples. 12. And then He had two more to choose from. So He had 14 that He would choose. He chose 12. And then there were two more that walked with Him, Matthias and Bartholomew. Now, one of them was the devil. But when Jesus asked picked Judah to be an apostle, one of the 12 disciples, he was an apostle, just like the rest, and he was chosen. And it was wisdom, and he loved God. But he deviated. Now Jesus picked the perfect 12. Out of everybody in Jerusalem, He picked 12. And 11 of them stuck with Him. And when He was crucified, they were scattered. And Jesus prayed for Peter's mind. And when he was restored, he strengthened his brothers. Now, the Lord chooses you with something in mind. And He has a plan, a whole plan. It's up to you to receive it. Now, a lot of preachers, they go out, they do things, they're doing the best they know how. They may not have known to seek the Lord. Now some people, the Lord will guide them, and He'll position them through other means. And some people are where they're supposed to be. They're a fit, and they have an anointing for what they're doing, and it works. And then other ministers want to be like them. Well, the ones that's a fit, and they're anointed, they become vision for many other people. And when it looks successful, people try to do the same thing, but it won't work because they're not them. And God has a unique plan for them. See, every man of God, every person, every Christian, God has a plan for them. it's kind of, even in marriage, God has, you know, the perfect person for you to marry. But you got to seek him. But if you get married, then you're married, and that marriage is recognized. That plan is gone, and now God has he'll deal with the one you have. I told my children, I said, there's three things you're going to have to follow God on. Who you marry, what you choose to do for a living, and where you live. And if he call you to the ministry, he'll show you what to do. And all three of those things can enhance whatever God wants you to do. Now, you can do whatever you want to do, but if you seek God, he'll show you the best situation. But most people don't want to, they don't trust God like that. I'm not trying to be negative, and the reason they don't trust him that way is because they don't know what he can do. I have inside information about what can happen if you trust him. It's going to be good, and you're going to like it. I told a friend of mine at work, I said, now when God shows you something, you got to trust him. I said, he's just like anybody else. People don't trust God because they're supposed to. Because it sounds naughty if you say, I don't trust him. But they really don't. And the reason you can tell is if God tells them to do something, and what they end up doing is what they trust. No matter how you look at it, what they end up doing, their final choice, whatever they settle into, that's what they trust. And I know this. I'm the same way. A man named Charles Capps used to teach about confessions. So once the Lord tell me something, if I want a confirmation, I ask him for confirmation. But once he confirmed, some things I don't ask for a confirmation. I can sense it. I know that it's right. When he gave me my assignment, Live and Letter Ministries, I felt the life in it. I knew what to do. That was of God. I didn't need a confirmation. Because when he said Live and Letter Ministries, I knew what to do. I saw the format when he spoke the word. Now, I don't know how God does it, but sometimes he can speak a phrase and you understand volumes. And I knew what to do. And I rejoiced. I didn't need a confirmation. Now, some things he said do, and I didn't want it to just be one of my good ideas, so I asked him to confirm it, and he would. As long as you're in faith, I've learned that if you're in faith about it, he'll confirm it. But if you're in doubt, then you need to stop being in doubt, and then he'll confirm it. That being said, once he confirmed it, now it's up to you to speak the word. Now, Charles Capps used to teach about confessions, how to release your faith through your words. Now, whatever God give us to do, it won't work unless you believe it. You got to believe in what you're doing. You got to believe what he said do. And if you don't believe it, it's not going to. You'll quit. See, the life, everything is by faith. The just shall live by his faith. Everything works by faith. Your ministry works. Ministers that don't believe in their own ministry, they quit. They don't do well. They deviate because they don't believe in what they're doing. But when you got revelation in your heart about what you're doing, that changes everything. People that believe in what they're doing, they dedicate themselves. People that don't believe in what they're doing, they're double-minded. And they half do it. It's not a joy to them. And they forget the face of their father. Because you have to watch, if you look at him, if you do what he say do, you can do this. You can understand some things. You can seek. You can learn. You can grow. And once, when God give me revelation for something, I don't have to worry about it anymore. It's a done deal now. When God give me something to do, I speak it. I speak life in it. I speak life to it. I speak that I will do this. I bless it. I confess that I will do it. Because I know that there are going to be times where it's not going to look right. I confess that I will follow God. I will do it His way. I will do it perfectly. I will do it like He give it to me. And I'll do it His way, not mine. I'm going to put it this way. I like for things to be real simple, easy to understand, and plain. And plain. I don't make plans. I don't originate plans. I don't. Not in my ministry. I don't originate plans. Because I didn't call myself to the ministry. Now, some people make plans and they do it. I don't. What God revealed to me, He originated something. Then I speak life into it. I bless it. I protect it. I protect my dedication. I use the shield of faith and protect the whole thing. I pray for the people that He sent me to. I build a fence around it that Satan can't get to it. I curse Satan's plan against it. And I believe in it with all my heart. And I confess that I'll do all that's in God's heart. And that takes all the problems out of it. That takes, when the Lord say do something, I can freely do it. I bore through all the negative comments. And then I learn wisdom. I don't tell everybody what I'm doing. If God tell me to tell them, then I'll tell them. If it's wise to tell them, then I'll tell them. If they ask, I might tell them. And it's based on how I trust people. And I love people, but you trust people, you know, trust is towards the future from a past position. We automatically evaluate people because we want, if a man is interested in a woman, he watches how she do things. He listens to what she say. He watches for a character. He evaluates it. The wise men do. Sometimes if they're pretty enough, they just try to flirt with them or whatever. But if they really like them, they watch. They want to make sure that that's a fit. Somebody that they could enjoy life with. If he's thinking about marrying, you don't just marry a woman because she's pretty. You have to know that she likes you and everything. You know, there's more to it. Where you want to live, how you do things. Do you like pets? You know, a lot of things you have to think about. Do you like to travel all the time? Do you like to stay in one place? All these things have to be thought about. Because when people don't change how they are at the core, and you got to know. Now the Lord has a plan, and He has things to do, things in mind. Billy Graham was going to get married, and the Lord showed him, told him that wasn't the one to marry. That woman could not have put up with him being doing the work of the ministry like he did. And the Lord blessed him to marry a missionary, a daughter of a missionary couple. And she was trained in ministry. She had a passion for it. And she was a blessing and an asset to a man that God positioned to be an evangelist over this country and many others. The high calling of God in Christ Jesus requires things. And some people can meet their requirements, some people cannot, will not. And they won't be a fit. Now, he married that woman, the first one that he thought about. She wouldn't have been a fit, and she would have been a snare to his ministry. And God would have had to recognize that marriage. And things may have gone haywire. But when you regard the Lord, you can avoid those kind of misery crisis. You don't have to drift into a crisis all of your life. Now, the time that you did things on your own, you probably got a few miseries from. But the rest of your life can be good from this point on. And if God called you to do something, you've already married somebody and they don't want to get on board, God will show you how to do this thing that you got to do from this point on. And it'll still be blessed. Some things you'll have to work through. But when it comes to the ministry, I didn't know how my ministry would be. One day I was at working the soundboard at church. Many years ago, before when God first called me in 1987. And I was just thinking about my ministry. I said, well, I'll probably end up pastoring a church in some small county somewhere in the country, like my dad. And the Lord spoke to me and said, it won't be like you think. He told the truth, too. The things God assigned me to do, I love it. And it's not what I could imagine in the first place. In my ministry, I don't make plans. I don't originate plans. But once God revealed what to do, then I speak life to it and I make all of my plans to do what he say do. I confess it. I speak it. I love it. I enjoy it. I dedicate myself to it. I ask him to help me do it even better. And along the route, he'll show me better ways to do it. Or when things graduate, that's one thing that you can watch for. When the Holy Spirit brings something to you and then he gives you something even better to do, that means you're in the perfect will. It's working. When he gives you something else to do, include, he's not going to give you a lot of confirmations. But you have to utilize the ones that he gives, and don't forget them. The Lord rarely speaks repetitiously, but when he does, it's to build me up for something. He don't tell me things repetitiously unless he's building me up. He's got something in mind, and I learned to hook up with him. Once he say it, once he keep telling me the same thing, my antennas go up. I say, okay, we're going to do it. And I start confessing it. And then soon as it starts happening, he give me an assignment to do what I'm doing now, things like that. You have to believe in what you're doing. I can look back at all those times he was building me up saying the same thing. If men and women of God ever learn what I'm saying now, it'll make all the difference. I don't worry. I'm not in despair. I'm not frustrated. I don't wish the rapture come to get me out of my misery. I'm not miserable. I'm having a good time. I got a party going on the inside. A lot of people can't say that. And to do what I'm doing, sometimes I work from cane to cane. Can't see in the morning, can't see, it's dark. But with God's wisdom, I'm doing better and better. I'm getting things accomplished. Things are being paid off. It's working. The wisdom of God is unfolding. And I don't have any miseries. None of them. Every time I'm challenged with a problem, I solve it. I ask the Lord for His wisdom and solve the problem. It's easy when you can cooperate with the Holy Spirit. If you can trust Him, you can do this. He'll be glad and more than happy to tell you what to do, show you the best road to take. But it requires, He's showing you where to use your faith. When you trust God, you have a direction to use your faith in. And when you deviate back and forth, that's instability. A double-minded man is unstable. The secret is, don't be double-minded. Be single-minded. If your eye be single, your whole body will be full of light. If you can stick with the plan of God, if you can watch Him. Now, if you start doubting, you're going to be miserable. You forgot the face of your Father. But when you, I got that from a movie. But when you follow Him, when you trust Him and you're doing what He say, you remember the face of your Father. Because you're looking at Him. You see Him through the Word. You remember what He said. What He said is a lie. The first confirmation I got, it was a lie. I never doubted Living Letter Ministries. I knew that was from God, from the heart up. I knew it from the core. Because God loves me. And He gave me that. And I felt the joy of it. I enjoy it. I want to do it. I'm going to do the things that He's given me to do till the rapture happens or I die. Which I don't ever believe I'm going to die. I believe the rapture's any day now. But I'm not in a hurry for it. I enjoy every day. Just like this one, I'm going to enjoy it. And I'm going to do the plan of God in it. Now, God loves us and He cares about us. He's going to help us and bless us and take us forward, not backward. And He's going to help us do the mighty works of God. His plan is great. You're going to love it. If you can trust it, you can enjoy it and rest in it. You can rest in His plan and enjoy life. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily, mightily move in your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus, He's our Lord.